This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's top advisor plans to step down at the end of the year after a bruising battle for influence at the heart of the British government, fueled by tensions over Brexit and the COVID-19 pandemic. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Dominic Cummings told the BBC late Thursday night that he planned to be largely redundant by Christmas. Political commentators had suggested Cummings would step down after one of his allies was denied an appointment as Johnson's chief of staff. Cummings, the chief architect of the campaign to have Britain leave the European Union, has been a divisive figure inside the Conservative government since Johnson became Prime Minister 18 months ago. His position weakened earlier this year after he drove hundreds of miles across England after contracting COVID-19, violating national lockdown rules. Zaria Shackley, London.
Friday, a Croatian court sentenced former Prime Minister Ivo Sanader to 8 years in jail for siphoning millions of euros from public funds in a long-running corruption case. Sanader, who led Croatia into NATO during his 2003-2009 spell in office, organized a plot with other officials to, quote, acquire significant financial gain, end quote, for himself and to finance their HDZ party, which was also accused in the case, the Zagreb court ruled. Sanader directed embezzlement involving illegal donations and fictitious deals involving state-run firms, according to the verdict. The trial of suspected accomplices in the 2015 attacks in Paris against the Charlie Hebdo satirical weekly and a Jewish supermarket are to resume next week, the court said Friday. Three defendants tested positive for COVID-19, forcing the suspension. The trial will resume Monday after the two-week suspension, the presiding judge said in a message to defense lawyers. This is VOA News.